This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Catherine Carroll. The Chicago Cubs have extended their season by at least one more game by beating the Dodgers 3-2 last night. The series stays in Chicago for Game 5 tonight at 8:08 p.m., and the New York Yankees are one victory away from their 41st American League pennant. Masahiro Tanaka was outstanding over seven innings as the Yankees beat the Astros 5-0 to take a 3-2 lead in the American League Championship Series. The next game is Friday in Houston at 8:08 p.m. The Astros will send Justin Verlander to the mound as they try to extend the series. Luis Severino will start for the Yankees. In NBA news, the Boston Celtics are the first NBA team to lose back-to-back games this season, doing it just 2 days into the campaign. The Bucks spoiled the Celtics' home opener 108-100 last night. In NFL news, the NFL is not changing its national anthem policy to require players to stand during the national anthem. Commissioner Roger Goodell and several owners said at the league's fall meetings that altering the language from should stand to must stand was not discussed. Goodell reiterated that the league and its 32 clubs believe, quote, everyone should stand for the national anthem. It's an important part of the game. Tonight's Thursday night football matchup will be the Kansas City Chiefs at the Oakland Raiders at 8:25 p.m. And breaking news in the college corruption scandal, Louisville trustees have fired athletic director Tom Jurich 2 days after the school's athletic association dismissed head basketball coach Rick Pitino. The board of trustees voted 10-3 on Wednesday to fire Jurich after 20 years in the way of the school's implication in a national federal investigation of college basketball. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.